Voters in New York and New Jersey are heading to the polls 1 week after Sandy wreaked havoc on buildings and knocked out power to millions. WNYC's Stephen Nesson is at a polling site at Scholars Academy in Far Rockaway, Queens, and he joins us now. So, Stephen, you've been there since 6 this morning. What have you seen so far at this polling site?
Well, things got started a bit late here, 45, 50 minutes late. There were about a dozen people, over a dozen, waiting to get in. And once they got in, it was quite a chaotic scene. There's sort of like almost a circus tent out here on the basketball courts. There's over 8 polling stations under this tent. It's called a super site. And people are actually voting, though. The scanning machines are running on generators. But at 6 this morning, 6:45, it was still dark outside, and there are no lights here. The FEMA dropped off a generator, but it had no gas in it. So workers were kind of scrambling with flashlights. Now the sun's out. They've ripped down the sides so light can stream into the tent. But it's dark in there, Sotirios. It's cold. There's only one heater that I saw. There's no bathrooms here, and there's also no coffee or anything for the workers, for the poll workers. Many of them have no electricity and heat at home themselves. They were kind of hoping for a respite today, but that doesn't look to be in sight, at least at this point.
And what have you heard from voters arriving there?
Well, voters are coming from all over the area. The ones I've spoken with have driven in. One woman, Sharon Brown, she's 33 years old. She's from this area, but her home was flooded, so she's been staying in Bushwick. She woke up at 2 a.m. this morning to return home on a quarter tank of gas just so she can vote. She said after seeing the president's response, voting was more important than ever to her this year. She actually welled up with tears just thinking about it. Turned out this isn't even her poll site. She went to the wrong place, and she cast an affidavit ballot, which she said she couldn't vote on local elections. And the poll worker suggested she take an MTA bus to her site if she can find it. I don't know if she found that.
All right. Thanks so much, Stephen.
Thank you, Sotirios.
WNYC's Stephen Nesson at a polling site at the Scholars Academy in Far Rockaway.